So what happens is we are under a lot of influence of the what happens in the United States, because there is the most of the information, the research about it, and the publication, and English, and of course there's a lot of things happening also in South America and Africa, but that's they don't have the means to publish as much as the Western European, the Western society have. So there is a discussion at the moment how English terms can be used in Dutch translation in the Homo Saurus. One of the things that we had a discussion lately is, and that's, I hate to say it, but it's a sort of also a generational problem, because the young people are influenced by the USA even more. So they use non-binary and this whole discussion about black and white in Dutch, zwarte witte, that became a discussion between the younger generation and the older, because it was integral by the younger, it was taken over by the America, by the USA terms, which is which are used in the USA. One of my colleagues said, but you can't, this is the discussion about zwarte en witte in plaats van blanke. Because the Black Lives Matter organizations use witte. But it's even more complicated. So what happened was that some people said, but it is not used in that way in Dutch. And you have to come with arguments why it is not used by, or only used by a very small group. And if that is enough to put it in the Homo Saurus already. So it was very interesting that not very long time ago, Stefan Sanders, who is, you know Stefan Sanders? He's a homosexual. He's about my age, maybe a little older, I'm not sure. And he's a journalist and he writes about black issues, because he was, I'm not sure where he, I think he was Surinamese, but he was a very, as a small child, he was adopted by white people and he lived in the province. So for a long time he didn't even realize he was black. He knew he was different, but he didn't realize he was black. So, but he did a lot of research about a lot of gay and black and white issues. So he wrote an article about these terms, black and white, and how different the connotation in Dutch is in comparison with USA, because the history of the terms and the history of the USA is very different from our history. Of course, we were colonial, but and of course we had slaves, but not in a way the USA has. So this makes a lot of this makes another history, and also another history in the use of the terms and the importance that black people put on the emphasis they make on the word black.
And bit.
Exactly. Yes.
So would that be an example of a discussion within when you have the meetings in Ilya?
Yeah. And we are still not agreeing. And this is not only keywords, but this is a whole way of how we deal with this kind of things that happen in the society.
Totally.
And that that influences the way we talk. It's the same with the with the he and she and they, which is very complicated in Dutch, because they is for us is plural. Mm-hmm. So it sounds strange. And there was an article, a researcher explained that, and we are in the middle of it. So of course, language evolves through time. But if you are in the middle of it, and you need to use adjustment. And that will take some time, even for us, even if we are
totally. But I mean, especially with the term "wit" instead of "blank" at the moment, because I just recently heard about that they're in school, secondary school, there's like really now an initiative to get the word "blank" out. To really, because it has this colonial connotation also.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that this is like, it's a lot of research also that is actually demanded from you to keep up with the discussions that are around.
Yeah. Well, of course, we have a network of people from the black and the gay. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So, and we just, like for a year, we now have younger colleagues. Mm. Yeah? Because we were, well, the whole group was a little bit getting older. So, and we need, and this input and these younger people, they grew up with these terms, sort of, but influenced by the USA and the English language, which is not our language, and which, like I said, has another connotation historically seen. So the question is, do we have to adopt that directly, or even if it, but most of the time, for the younger colleagues, it's, Why should we have a discussion about that? And we try to explain, but it's not, it has a history. And this is, for the younger people, there is less history than for us.
Or they take another route.
Yes.